Sudbyrians have been asked to put hockey sticks outside of their homes today, Tuesday, September 13, in memory of 11-year-old Riley Salimink, who died suddenly earlier this month. His obituary said he died suddenly on September 4 on Meteor Lake. The OPP said a crash involving two boats on the lake killed one person. Riley played U-12 hockey with the Nickel City Hockey Association, and the organization is encouraging families to take part in Sticks Out for Riley in the boy's memory. The loss of Riley has touched families across the city and throughout our association, said the Hockey Association, in a Facebook post. Our thoughts and heartfelt sympathies continue to be with Riley's family, friends and teammates. We would like to ask families to put Sticks Out for Riley on Tuesday, September 13. Please share your photos to our Facebook page if you wish in tribute to Riley. The boy's obituary said besides being a proud hockey player with the NCHA, he enjoyed playing soccer and riding his dirt bike. But his passion was fishing, his obituary said. He rarely missed an opportunity to fish with family and friends. Riley is survived by his parents Jennifer Poirier, Nathan Bedour, of Hanmer and Jason Salimink, Leanne Cheverier, of Val Caron, and siblings Carson Deschenes, Ethan Bedour, Caden Bedour and Tate Bedour, as well as grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. He's also sadly missed by many friends, as well as by his canine companions Molly and Milo. A visitation takes place at the Cooperative Funeral Home location in Hanmer this evening. A GoFundMe campaign was also set up in support of Riley's parents, as they go through every parent's worst nightmare, specifically to help with the costs of funeral expenses, time off work, counseling and whatever they may need as they try to grieve their momentous loss. The online fundraiser had a goal of $15,000, but had already raised more than double that amount as of September 13.